care no more, you know. I really do. And I tell my friends, they told me, they said, we used to turn the radio on just to listen to you guys every night. And, you know, everybody kind of drifted away from it. There was one, I think it's John, lived over in Pillsbury. Somebody told us the other night, a month or two ago, he's not with us anymore. He's a Sally Key.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm glad you said that. Lord, I hate it. You know, I like John. He was part of us.
Yeah. He was just as kind and gentle a person as you had ever run into on this radio, really, or anywhere else for that matter.
Roger that. I went up and seen him when he was in the hospital. I told him, you know, when we had the Redneck Comedy Hour a few years back, I told him, I said, my wife weighs 300 pounds and she ain't got no hair. And she walked into his bedroom at the hospital and he said, you lied to me.
I remember those days. I do. I was surprised that he passed away. I didn't know he was sick, but sometimes that just comes on all of a sudden, or sometimes you know it's there, and you don't know it's there because nobody ever says anything about it.
Roger that. Let me do some research. KK4HXB for ID. Anybody else wants to come in and talk about this? You know, he was one of the bestest buddies we had, and we had a lot of fun.
That's somebody who just knows. K4OW.
XB, I don't know. Everything kind of went silent there for a minute.
I remember when everybody used to, well, they'd meet up on a repeater. It got to be where somebody had to come in there and didn't like it and turn the repeater off. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. It's been fun. I'm going to tell you something. Some of my bestest buddies are hams. And I'm going to tell you something. Everybody sticks together. We done the Redneck Comedy Hour for months, and everybody would come in and say, we just love you guys, and it was all fun.
So that repeater was listed with the hospital heart repeater, CSC heart repeaters. But then it dropped off of that list. Do you know who owned that repeater?
I'll do some research, and I know exactly who you're talking about because they used to call in and say, oh, God, you guys we just love you to death. And they was at the hospital, and they had scanners.
His leader was 145-130, and I don't think it's on, turned on anymore.
Think about it, I kind of think you're right. Let's see, KK4HXB for ID. Richard, any of you guys out there listening?
He'll check in with Annette. Once in a blue moon. I guess he's still working the BMW.
No, Roger that. You know, I forgot about that. You know, he told me he went back.
I didn't know he ever left unless they had some kind of layoff for COVID or whatever.
No, I kind of think that was what it was. It was like, you know, everything else is going on in the world. You know, just take a day or two off for sick pay.
It'd be kind of hard to walk away from a job like that around here if you know, if you wanted a job, especially if you're working for BMW, was I think he started out working for the personnel supplier.
Checks made Friday. Yeah, understandable.
That's all I know. I didn't know if you knew about John O'Rappel. I can't remember his call sign, but yeah, man, that's been within the last month or so, too, anyway, that I believe it said he was a silent key. K4OW Richard and Greenville for ID.